More than 100,000 protesters are expected to take to the streets around the Republican National Convention in New York City, and the NYPD has been rehearsing responses to different protest scenarios since last year. Not to be outdone, protest groups have been deeply immersed in their own practice sessions, and as NPR's Robert Smith reports, events outside the convention could be as scripted as the convention itself.
Nikki, go ahead. Cue scenario number one, please.
Step forward, starting now.
And all of a sudden, a protest begins. And here comes the NYPD right on schedule. Police in black riot gear form a line in front of the young protesters, who upon closer inspection seem awfully clean-cut, with buzz cuts and NYPD t-shirts. Turns out, of course, they're actually police cadets, and this is an operational practice center on an abandoned runway in Brooklyn. As the protesters sit down, a few put their hands into plastic tubes, which, surprise, the uniformed police are ready for. They pull out a small saw called the Whizzer and cut them apart. Police begin the choreographed dance of removing the protesters one by one and booking them into a mobile command center with a quick Polaroid shot.
This way, look. This way, look. This way. Hello.
For months now, police have been drilling this routine for some of the 37,000 police officers who will be working 12-hour days during the convention. Oh wait, those wily protesters are on the move again.
I'm marching alongside the fake protesters now. They're chanting Free UG. UG stands for Upper Grahambia. Aid for Upper Grahambia now. Do you know what Upper Grahambia is? Where is Upper Grahambia?
It's a made-up country.
It turns out that the fake country is named after Inspector Tom Graham, the head of the city's disruption control unit.
Oh, this is just my staff getting even with me for torturing them.
Graham knows that the real protesters at the convention may not be as cooperative as the police recruits, who smile their way through the arrest process. But he says there have been edgier trainings.
We normally throw things at the officers. We take empty water bottles and throw them at them, just to make it as realistic as possible.
And in the end, this sort of drill is also a way for police to warn protesters that they know what they're up to, and perhaps put a little fear into anyone who wants to break the law. The NYPD also uses the practice to show off its new technology, a handheld radiation detector, a giant dish that can amplify a voice for three city blocks. And then there are the things that the police are not talking about. ABC TV reports that the department has dispatched officers around the country to follow suspected anarchists who might want to disrupt the convention. Of course, they didn't have to look that far.
George Bush is a guy who kills for a lie. Join us in the streets. Join us in the streets.
Yesterday afternoon, a group calling itself A31 was in Union Square in Manhattan, recruiting people for civil disobedience actions for the RNC. Tim Duty has been organizing A31's own set of training sessions for protesters at the convention, how to occupy a street, how to go limp when an officer tries to remove you.
When it comes down to it, it's the same old-fashioned thing that's been around, you know, been in practice since Martin Luther King and Greenpeace and ACT UP. You know, it's people sitting down in the streets, putting their bodies on the line for their beliefs.
And for the most part, protest groups have been clearly stating their intentions on the internet, and police have been sharing their own response plan. But in the high-emotion world of a large-scale protest, it only takes a few people on either side crossing the line before the whole event goes off script. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.